State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. When it comes to the cycle of poverty, the brutal truth is more than 40% of children raised in poverty stay in poverty as adults. Among those who make it out, most don't make it very far. But I'm going to introduce you to one woman who is determined to climb the ladder out of poverty. I met Keisha Johnson this past summer and have talked with her a half dozen times since. One of the things I've consistently noticed about her is that no matter what is going on in her life, she always comes across as positive and upbeat, very quick to smile. That is no small feat, considering the world Keisha Johnson grew up in.
I slept outside once in the alley. Yep. My mom was in the house drunk, and we're bamming on the door, and my brothers and sisters and I. We bamming. We couldn't get in, so I slept outside on a mattress in the alley.
Were you scared?
I mean, I had to do what I had to do. I slept on a porch a couple of times before because my mom would be in the house drunk and high, and we couldn't get in.
Johnson grew up poor, and she's still poor now. But she has three reasons she wants to climb out of poverty. Reason number one.
Hi.
What's your name?
Kayla.
How old are you?
Aubrey.
Reason number two.
Her name is Journey. She won.
And reason number three. Johnson's four-month-old son, Alan Jr.
I want my children to be loving, caring, not violent. You know what I mean? It's I don't want them to go through what I went through.
A, B, C, E, F, G.
There were no nursery rhymes, lullabies, or bedtime stories for Keisha Johnson and her three siblings when they were growing up in Detroit. There were too many roaches in the house and never enough food. Johnson's mom did not go to college or have a steady job, and she never sobered up enough to raise her children. Johnson's dad is serving life in prison for murdering his stepbrother. Before Child Protective Services could remove Johnson and her siblings from their home, the grandparents stepped in to help. Two of the kids went with one set of grandparents, and Johnson and another sibling went to live with their mom's mom, Grandma Ella. Ella lived below the poverty line, too, but Johnson says her grandmother provided her with something her mom never could, a safe, loving environment.
The best decision in the world, because look at me now. You know, I probably would have probably had eight kids, super ghetto, in the hood, drinking and smoking every day. I don't know where I would have been. Maybe dead. Never know. Maybe in jail.
Johnson thrived at her grandmother's house. She graduated among the top in her class in high school. But when she went away to college and got out of her grandmother's watch, things started to slip. She sold drugs, got pregnant, and dropped out. Now she's got three kids and a boyfriend who's in jail.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The world Keisha Johnson is trying to create for her three children is vastly different from the world she grew up in. She wants to provide a future for her kids, but she has no family safety net to speak of. So Keisha Johnson has turned to nonprofits as well as the state and federal governments for help. And she's getting a lot of it. Food stamps, medical insurance, daycare, housing assistance, and job training. But Johnson says this is just a push to get her going.
A lot of women in my neighborhood, they think being on Section 8 and being with Human Services, they think, okay, we can do this forever. No, it's supposed to be just a start, just a push, just to help you out for right now. And then you're supposed to grow and progress on your own. That's the whole point of the program. So that's what it is for me right now.
In 3 years, Keisha Johnson hopes to have her own home. She wants her children enrolled in good schools, have a secretary job, and volunteer in the community. Obviously, we don't know if she'll make it, but Keisha Johnson is pretty confident she will. If she does make it, it will be no small feat for a girl whose earliest memories include sleeping on a mattress in an alley in Detroit. For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.
Bye.